Welcome to North Valley's podcast devotional for February 10th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 18, verses 1 through 8 from the CEV. One hot summer afternoon, Abraham was sitting by the entrance of his tent near to the sacred trees of Mamre, when the Lord appeared to him. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. He quickly ran to meet them, bowed with his face to the ground, and said, "Please, come to my home where I can serve you. I'll have some water brought so you can wash your feet. Then you can rest under the tree. Let me get you some food to give you strength before you leave. I would be honored to serve you." "Thank you very much," they answered. "We accept your offer." Abraham quickly went to his tent and said to Sarah, "Hurry, get a large sack of flour and make some bread." After saying this, he rushed off to his herd of cattle and picked out one of the best calves, which his servant quickly prepared. He then served his guests some yogurt and milk together with the meat. These first verses of Genesis 18 are the beginning of one of the more peculiar and disturbing narratives in Genesis. The visitors, one of whom turns out to be God, come with the news of Sarah's impending pregnancy, which is funny and unique enough that many of us disconnect this story from its immediacy from the rest of the following narrative. The visitors next head to Sodom, and Abraham intends to go with them, until God blocks his way, and Abraham bargains with God about how to deal with the righteous in Sodom. Spoiler alert, there don't turn out to be any. Sodom proves to be a violent and wicked place, which leads to its own destruction. Lot, Abraham's nephew who lives in Sodom, also turns out to have some serious issues and family problems. When we think of these stories, we often forget that they are sequential, all happening within a day or so. These are interrelated stories. There is contrast and connection that is important for our understanding them well. Not only is there a flow of narrative, but there are important differences in the behavior of Abraham and Lot versus the behavior of the people of Sodom. That might seem like a bit of an understatement, given the context of sexual violence that the people of Sodom intend to inflict on the visitors, but in a sense, the violent action of Sodom is the most notable of the incivility and faithlessness of that community. We don't recognize the importance of context found in the first verses of Genesis 18, because we don't live in a culture where hospitality is a high value. We read past this description of Abraham's generosity and humility, in which he selflessly takes excellent care of three strangers, with no more notice than if this passage had started with, "Once upon a time." We've been taught to focus on the plot and the action of Scripture, and sometimes we miss the context. Of course, the news that the divine party is bringing is important, but what's being said about the nature of who Abraham is through his hospitality is critical. It will be in contrast to the complete absence of hospitality shown by the people of Sodom in the next chapter. The storytellers take pains to go into detail about Abraham's action. Abraham is not only personally generous, but he is faithful to the cultural norms at the time. In a semi-nomadic culture, it was expected that hospitality be shown to strangers. The storyteller is emphatically stating that Abraham is a good citizen. Abraham is a good host, not because he knows he's entertaining God. It's unclear precisely when, during this encounter, Abraham becomes aware that one of his guests is God. But Abraham is the kind of person who takes care to honor and respect visitors. Hospitality, taking care of others, has been delegated to professionals in our culture. We see lodging and food for travelers as an industry. We don't see connection and care with strangers as part of our civic duty. At best, when we see someone in need, we might give them money or buy them a burger. But to give welcome and host them is not part of our cultural expectation. There might be reason to consider the cost of dropping that kind of specific hospitality from our mutually held understanding. But the deeper implications of our responsibility to care for one another is the more pressing issue. Abraham shows genuine care and respect to his visitors, at personal expense in both time and resources. In our culture, we are often encouraged to keep people we don't know at arm's length at best, and to dehumanize and reject them at worst. Perhaps we are called to a deeper respect and care for all those we encounter. Some questions for today. Are we willing and able to give our best to meet the needs of people around us? Do we have generous hearts? Do we miss the opportunity to encounter God by not practicing hospitality?